starting with breaking news here on the Mike and Molson Too Good for Radio podcast. Everything's breaking news, 24/7 news cycles.
It's hard to stay connected to everything. I mean, there's so much going on, especially in politics, with
yes.
the Trump trial going on and the college protests.
Oh, and everything.
And it's just dominating the news. But you obviously have come here to find out what is going on in Kansas pubic hair politics.
Because if there's
welcome to the Mike and Molson Radio, Too Good for Radio podcast.
And she'll like it too, because this involves her and her pubes.
Yes. Specifically Kansas pubes.
That's actually, instead of the Jayhawks, they're now the Kansas pubes. Rock Chalk Pube Talk is now going to be our new podcast. Dear. I want everyone to just download this in Kansas. I know what, I'm just going to title it Kansas Pubes and see how many downloads we get.
But the story that has been rocking the state house in Topeka is the Senate's attempt to override the governor's legislation trying to deregulate pubic hair removal.
Deregulate? Isn't that something you think should be regulated? I mean, that's a very sensitive area.
Yeah. Of course, when I saw this initially, it was like, I can do whatever I want with my pubes. Shut up.
Right, exactly.
What are you, though, Governor Kelly?
Yeah, if I want to trim, I'll trim. If I want to wax,
that's
I'll
wax. I want to just like look like the Amazon jungle, I'll do that, too. So, yes, they're trying to deregulate sugaring, you know, when you sugar your pubes.
Is that when the ants come and eat your pubes off? You're going to get some sugar pubes? Weren't they a punk band back in the day, the Sugar Pubes?
Yes. Okay. Democrats are concerned that sexual deviance might get unfettered access to women's genitalia.
Oh, how?
Democrats are concerned, Mike, that sexual deviance might get unfettered access to women's genitalia. Unfettered.
By sugaring?
Yes.
Okay.
We must fetter their access.
Oh. Yes. Hey. And one thing I know in my entire life, my access to pubic regions have always been fettered.
They also raise concerns for potential unsanitary conditions and serious health risks that include bleeding, tearing, bruising, ingrown hair, burns, and infection.
No, you don't want any of those in your pubes.
So this is what they're talking about.
You
know, if you want to open yourself up a pube salon.
Yeah, okay. You got to be regulated.
But they want some kind of regulation.
Yeah, there should be.
Yeah.
You shouldn't go into you shouldn't be able to just open up a pube salon in the Motel 8 on the side of the highway in Topeka.
Sugaring is the practice of removing hair with a paste made from sugar, lemon, and water. Delicious. Also at the state fair this summer.
The lemon pube up. That's the new state fair offering. It's a lemon pube up. I want extra in mine, please.
Yes. Senate Bill 434, you know. The pube deregulation bill would have eliminated criminal background checks, training, continuing education, and inspections for chronic sugarers.
Yeah, right.
Who is
I want to sugar your pubes.
Who is pushing to deregulate this? I think you need background checks. If you're going to be spending all day around the pubic area, there should be a background check on you.
Yes.
I think we all can agree.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why this is not a very controversial podcast that you're listening to right now.
No, I think we all can agree.
It's juvenile as all hell.
Yes, exactly. The lemon pube up.
So senators are going back and forth.
What's the argument for those who are deregulating it? They want a more free market pube economy?
The governor says deregulating sugaring risks contamination, improper infection control,
yes.
and potential safety issues involving minors. I'm not willing to undermine the Kansas Board of Cosmetology's expertise and threaten the long-term health and safety of Kansans. Meanwhile, Senator Beverly Gossage said she was confused by the governor's veto message. All that she mentioned was something to do with concern that this might be a medical issue of some kind. She said, the sugaring is very simple. I'm doing it right now. I'm sugaring here on the House floor.
That's what I do. I got a lemon over here, a thing of sugar, and some paste. Yikes.
If not done properly, this type of hair removal can cause ripping of the skin, burning, and detaching genitalia.
Ah! Yikes.
Unlicensed mean individuals will not be screened by anyone. So you're right. I don't know exactly what the
argument for deregulation is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I can accept that there are places where government shouldn't have its hands, but I want their hands all over pubic sugaring. That's where I want the government.
I don't want it in my pocket, but I want it in my my sugaring pubes.
Yeah, I want Chuck Schumer all over my sugary pubes.
If there's one place I want, if that's one place I want Elizabeth Warren, it's by my sugary pubes.
Absolutely.
Her hands all over it. I don't know where we go from here. We probably should just wrap up the podcast.
I'm just saying right now that there is a big where you're missing that with all of the Trump and the Palestine and everything else
going on.
You're missing what's really happening in the heartland of America.
Yeah, the Matt Gaetz sugar pubes.
And that Kansas has an issue with pubic hair.
They very much do. It's like corn stalks down there. Moving on, but continuing in the same general vicinity, let me introduce you to the Big Nude Boat, which is a all-nude cruise. It will take travelers from Miami to the Caribbean on an 11-day adventure back to, as they say, paradise.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Setting sail from February 3rd through Valentine's Day 2025, the trip offers a, quote, stress-free, clothes-free experience during which up to 2,300 passengers can roam the ship in the nude while out at sea.
No kidding.
Does any part of that intrigue you or make you go, oh, yeah, I'm going to go on the Big Nude Boat?
No.
I mean, at least there's a expressway to the dysentery. You don't have to worry about taking your pants off. You just kind of lean over the side if all the bathrooms are taken.
There was, I'll look for it while you're talking here, but there was a thread on Reddit yesterday asking about the unwritten rules of going to a nude beach.
Oh.
And I swear a good 73% of the posts had to do with boners.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Because that's probably 73% of the problem at nude beaches.
is the boners, yeah.
Like, all right, put that away.
According to Bare Necessities Tour and Travel, why are you co-opting a great Disney song with that? Passengers won't be allowed to be naked when the ship is docked. I wonder why.
Yeah.
But you can
dock your own ship someplace
else. Yeah, exactly.
Else.
But you can ditch their usual attire once they're anchored or out of the water.
Man, you're stuck on a boat out in the middle of nowhere with everybody walking around
with their wangs out and their sugar pubes and everything else
going
on. Playing
pickleball right there on the deck.
Shuffleboard right there. Just, badminton, their shuttlecock just going askew everywhere.
None of this sounds sexy.
No, not at all. When clothing is optional, standard nudist etiquette must be abided by. When sitting, nude.
What is it? Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, when sitting, nude passengers must either wear a thong or sit on a towel or some kind of fabric. And the and while the self-serve buffet on the pool deck is a clothes-free area, passengers must be dressed for all dining room meals, and no bathrobes don't count. So even they realize that nude around food is not a great idea. Although at the all-you-can-eat buffet, the self-serve buffet, you can walk up with your dangly bits wherever you want. But if you're going into a fine meal in the dining room, you better put some clothes on.
Excuse me, your sugar pubes are getting into my pancakes.
Are those chocolate chips or those pubes? I can't tell. Is that salt and pepper or what's going on there? By the way, they also say on the Big Nude Boat that photos and videos will also not be permitted unless all individuals being documented give consent. So you go up, be like, hey, do you mind being in my vlog here of the Big Nude Boat? You're logging a vlog? None of that sounds good at all, does it?
I can't seem to find that thread, but here's one that did come up, and we'll save this for next week's Too Good for Radio podcast, is the topic, manscaping. What's the trend for summer 2024?
Good to know. Make sure you bookmark that.
I'm going to see.
And we'll save that for next week, because, the summer months, you got to worry about your pube area. And
sorry, this is the funniest post.
Do you want to get into it now? I mean, we already had Kansas pubes.
I'll just go ahead and read the...
this segment brought to you by Uncle Wiggly's Wieners.
Yeah.
Pube-free since 93.
So someone asked the question, manscaping, what's the trend for summer 2024? What are the latest manscaping trends for bush cock and balls?
Well, you got to know because the Big Nude Boat's coming up.
Right now, bush is about halfway grown out.
Okay.
Balls are shaved.
Okay, good to know.
Last year... I went and buzzed up my bush pretty close. A lot of guys, though, are sporting more bush. Side note, I hope the designed bushes, e.g. shaved into trapezoid from the early 2000s, won't come back in style anytime soon.
Okay, got a problem with shapes down there.
And seems like the consistent answer is just do what you do, man.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we've already got too much shallowness in the community regarding everything. Don't buy into the my bush isn't cool enough. God, I love Reddit.
Yeah, Reddit
is... I love Reddit.
It's a nexus of the universe. It's rabbit holes you can go down, and we appreciate Reddit letting us know. We'll have to revisit this topic next week.
No, I think there's really nothing else.
There's nothing else going. Do what you do with your pubes and go on.
We have no good Bush advice for you.
No good Bush whatsoever. One of the things you probably may be able to see, though, on the big nude boat is maybe a gator, and someone in Florida, I believe it's from Florida, right, is missing a gator that meant a lot to them.
Exactly. An alligator known as Wally Gator, for his surprisingly cuddly nature, has been helping this guy relieve his depression for almost 10 years.
Oh, that's so nice. Way to be Wally.
Designate him his emotional support
gator.
Alligator.
Probably difficult to get on a plane and to explain to people of authority that that's your emotional support gator, but hey.
And then along comes what the BBC is calling pranksters. This guy was on a vacation going to Georgia. So he's not, this isn't even a Florida story. This is a British guy.
Alligator. Oh, yikes.
Going to Georgia. And someone looking to play a prank stole Wally Gator.
Oh.
And released him into the wild.
No! Wally can't survive on his own.
Wally was collected by local animal control and released to a swamp at a remote location. In his Facebook post, Mr. Henny said that his cold-blooded pal was taken by someone who then dropped him into another person's yard, probably to scare them. When he was discovered, alarmed residents contacted the Department of Natural Resources, who sent a trapper, got Wally, and then threw him into a swamp with 20 other alligators. Here you go, Wally.
Fun.
Figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out, Wally.
Mr. Henny said the trapper rated his chances of finding Wally as slim to none. You know, once they get in with the other alligators,
there's no going
back. I don't mean
back.
To be racist, but they all look alike.
Right, exactly. It's going to be hard. Did you put a collar on Wally?
Yeah. We just pray that other alligators present that Wally is okay. Wally Gator and Joey Henny made for headlines when the pair were denied entrance to watch a Philadelphia Phillies game.
For good reason. You can't just bring a gator.
Stay home and watch it on TV.
I mean, the Phillies fans did throw batteries at Santa and other things, but even they have a threshold, which is a emotional support gator in the stands.
And Mr. Henny believes Wally has helped him out of a deep emotional depression over the years. I've never met an alligator that will not bite you, Mr. Henny said. You fool around with a head like this. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Their instinct is to grab you with their teeth. You can reach and rub his tongue, and he refuses to close his mouth, but we don't know why. Wally, 9 years old, now on the loose in Georgia. If you see any, please contact poor old man who just wants his emotional alligator back.
Do you think Wally needs to find an emotional support person? Like, poor Wally Gator's just going to walk up to random people, be like, I need an emotional support person. And then just people start clubbing him or something. He's like, I just want to be your friend.
Yeah, and all the other alligators are stealing the, you know, nesting bird eggs and everything. And Wally's like, hey, we don't do that, man.
Exactly.
We're emotional alligators. Now, shut up, Wally!
Just shut your mouth.
Jeez.
Be a gator. God. Man. Who invited this guy
in
here?
Put the purse down and come here be an alligator.
Eat this egg. Eat it. Eat the egg, Wally. I don't care. But there's a baby in there. No. Eat it. Poor Wally Gator. Moving on. This wasn't an emotional support animal of any kind, but a guy in the Miami International Airport was caught with a bag of live snakes down his pants.
Gadzooks.
What are you doing? TSA officials called the police after the man was stopped at a checkpoint in the airport. The snakes were turned over to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. It's not known if the man was arrested or facing any charges. He should.
Yeah.
He should be arrested, and his the punishment should be never to be able to be allowed on a flight again. Shoving a bag of snakes down. Even if it's baby snakes, it's a bag of snakes on your pants.
So is he a smuggler? Is that what's going on?
I guess, yeah. We always hear about the... You know, they have the exotic pet trade and everything else, so he's trying to bring these snakes in to get a pretty penny, and he's shoving them down his... How that can't be comfortable. I don't care how much bag in between you and your bags, it still can't be comfortable to have a snake being able to wiggle around in that general vicinity there. I don't want any part of that. No, thank you.
No, certainly not.
No, thank you. Moving on from the snake in the pants to puppy yoga. Is a thing that also is causing some issues.
I guess so. The Italy's Ministry of Health is all upset about puppy yoga.
Huh.
How can you be upset about that? Why? How can you be upset about puppies?
In a note that circulated in April, the ministry said it was aware that organizers often borrow puppies from breeders. Because puppy yoga improves well-being, it should be considered as a kind of animal-assisted therapy, which by law can only be carried out by full-grown animals. That's the issue, is that these puppies are just too young to be yoga-ing.
That seems ridiculous. No one wants a full-grown full-grown Doberman walking up all over them when they're in their yoga and downward-facing dog. You want smaller dogs.
I don't think it has anything to do with people doing yoga with puppies. I think it's just puppies doing yoga.
Oh, well, you shouldn't do that. You can't.
Because I know what you're thinking, like goat yoga,
yeah,
where the goats
like
stand on your back.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. I'm thinking it's something along those lines. But no, it's people trying to put puppies in yoga poses?
That's what it is.
What? What kind of... Okay, now I'm all right with it being outlawed, because what are you doing with puppy yoga?
In a statement, Italy's National Board for Animal Protection welcomed the decision. Dog expert Giusy D'Angelo said that puppy yoga was physically and mentally a stressful experience for the animals.
Yeah, you can't put them in poses like that.
She said the attendees risk getting carried away and adopting the animals.
So cute when you're doing a bit of yoga, ba do ba do boo boo.
When you're in the warrior pose. Look at that little golden retriever.
Take you home.
Oh, yeah.
Am I just going to take her home?
Yeah, exactly. Downward facing dog all the time. Oh, yeah. It's the only two poses I know.
People are overtaken by a wave of emotion after experiencing the sensations of well-being and close proximity of the puppies. This is such a confusing... So they're not necessarily concerned about the welfare of the puppies. They're just concerned that people will think it's so adorable that they have to take the puppies home.
That they take the puppies home, and then when the puppies aren't doing yoga and they're just being a puppy, then they get cheesed off and say, you know what, take these back.
She also warned that puppies used in the class are not transported in a safe manner. This type of activity... Sorry.
Activity. Hey, that's also our new sponsor, Activity.
Yes. This type of activity is detrimental to the dog's well-being and only brings financial advantages to those who run the classes. It's a money grab. When you think of Italians trying to grift in some sort, you know, you're thinking the mafia down in Sicily and everything. No. The real crime is in puppy yoga going on all across the whole country of Italy. Oh. And it needs to stop, Mike.
Needs to stop. And you should not sugar pube puppies in general.
That's
even worse. One of the things that can happen, have you ever done yoga? Have you taken a yoga class?
Yes.
It's difficult.
Yes.
I took it once and I was like, that's enough for me.
Right.
I don't bend that way. One of the things though at times that people worry about is flatulence.
Oh yeah.
Because you just
get
so relaxed, you're putting in different positions and you're twisting your intestines and everything else that just comes out. Well, there is now a study that they found and they've pinpointed different foods that will lead to increase flatulence and maybe even odor associated with those flatulence. And I feel like as part of this podcast, it's our duty and a public service to let you know what those foods are so maybe you can stay away from them, okay? Besides eggs and beans, which we all know, here are some other ones that cause flatulence, and not only flatulence, but farts that stink.
Okay.
All right? They say beef and pork are some to stay away with because beef contains an amino acid which contains sulfur. Well, the body breaks this down. Gut bacteria turn into a sulfur compound causing foul flatulence. So if you're going to go and think about getting a big steak or a big old greasy hamburger,
right.
Just be warned.
Just know.
When you let it rip later, they say the fatty pieces of beef and pork can actually slow down digestion and take a full 2 days to digest. Gives it more time to ferment in the gut, increasing the likelihood of smelly gas. Just sitting there fermenting, waiting for the most inopportune time to come out. Next on the list of... those foods that make you fart more and make it stink, garlic and onions. It's not just your breath that stinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's your...
At the other end,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. Because garlic's full of compounds that are also found in onions, leeks, scallions, and wheat. Human digestive system cannot metabolize those compounds. These foods can ferment in the gut. Chicken, also on there.
Okay.
Because that contains sulfur as well. Fried chicken is also high in fat, and so that can... All the formation process.
I'm starting to get the sense that most things you eat might be...
Well, there's a couple here.
Causing gas.
Yeah. Artificial sweeteners are also verboten when it comes to not wanting to toot because you can't break it down. So things like stevia and aspartame, which are often found in diet sodas, high fructose corn syrup can also cause excessive gas and or diarrhea. People with irritable bowel syndrome should be especially cautious about the amount of sodas and sweets that they consume. because you're just going to be nothing but
just full of bubbles.
Exactly.
Fizzy lifting drink like in Willy Wonka.
Right. So if you're going and go to McDonald's or whatever your fast food is, and you're like, I need a Big Mac and an extra large Diet Coke, enjoy the rest of the evening just farting away the stinky toots. And finally, they say high fiber foods also are a little bit wary of the farting, because they say foods healthy and high in fiber, like including broccoli, asparagus, and cabbage, take longer to digest, allowing more time to ferment in the large intestine. So it's a fermentation thing. You want stuff that can digest quickly, because if it sits around there too long, it's just waiting to be exploded out and just clearing a room.
I see.
So you got to watch out for that. And they say, by the way, to let everyone know, flatulence is a natural part of life. The average person, how often do you think the average person passes gas in a day?
Oh, I know it's going to be a ridiculous number, right? It's probably in the 40s.
No, less than that.
Oh, is it?
13 to 21.
All right.
Whether you realize it or not.
Whether you realize it or not. Okay.
Yeah, normally you should realize. Do you have a tell? I always have a tell when
even
one's coming.
Something's coming?
Yeah. I mean, for people, you know, I have the lean. I can't help it, but like, there's sometimes I just got to get the lean in.
Which is why you can't do yoga.
Right, because then it, yeah,
you've
I lean.
Trained your, you've trained when, your buttocks to release.
When it leans a certain way that you know, it's coming out. Mm-hmm. That's just going to happen. So that's why I can't do yoga. That's why I can't stretch to the right either.
Yeah, so over there is doing the downward dog, you're doing the sphincter release.
Hey-o! I think that also is something to be banned by Kansas.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Let's
last
go to Colorado.
Year? Yeah.
Where cops were called. This is a really one of those heartwarming cop stories.
Okay.
That you like to hear.
I like that we're going to end on an uplifting note here.
So
podcast.
Here we are in Colorado. It's cold outside, and there is a woman screaming her head off.
Uh oh,
something's going on.
She being attacked.
And
did they save her life?
So. Neighbors start to call and say, there is a woman who's screaming out in the front yard. I don't know what's going on. You got to get over here fast. They show up only to find out she's pregnant and going into labor.
Ow! By herself.
So she's on the front porch by herself.
Why is she not inside?
I don't know.
Maybe she just made it out. She's like, oh, I don't want to slip on the ice. I got a baby in here.
Her water had broke and she was in labor. So the officers stayed with the woman to make her comfortable, and then, sure enough, here's a baby coming.
The miracle of life.
So, and the baby boy starts turning blue because it's cold outside.
Oh, no. So they like burn the house down for a fire or something? Or
officer runs into the house, gets a bread tie to tie off the umbilical cord.
Okay. Why didn't he just take the woman back in the house? You know what? Whatever. He's doing a good job.
She's delivering a baby.
You can't really hold that for 1 second there, sweetie. I'm going to get you back inside.
Another one went to the neighbors, got some towels, got some blankets, kept her pretty warm. Third officer is still with the new mother, tied off the umbilical cord, cut it, and
quick thinking on that guy.
Got the baby boy in the baby boy in the car where it was warmer.
All right, perfect. Job
done.
Suddenly,
baby stops breathing.
Uh-oh.
So the cop in the car starts doing CPR and chest compressions.
Staying alive.
And so now they're with the woman keeping her calm, and she says, oh, by the way, I'm having triplets.
Pardon me?
So we ain't done here, Ossifer.
Oh, my God. So they're already, like, had the traumatic experience with baby number one. Now you got two more on the way?
Right. That's when they start getting the microphone, the walkie-talkie on their shoulder, and they're
like,
going,
we need
officer
to,
down, we need backup here.
Exactly. Well, where's that ambo? Roll that ambo quicker, please. Although, is it like a slip and slide or something? When the first one, once the first one hits, then the rest of it just slide right out? I don't know.
Baby boy number two comes. Officers deliver another one, tie off the umbilical cord, get him into the ambulance, and then head to the hospital. And then baby number three comes and was able to they deliver that one.
What a story.
In a statement, the boyfriend said the triplets, Billy Bob, Bert, and Kikutaru.
Wait, what's that? Billy Bob,
Billy
Bert?
Bob, Bert. And Kikutaru,
that is the
were born 14 weeks early, so nobody knew this.
Oh God, that's a weird amalgamation of names, by the way.
And this article has photos of all of them. So we got Billy Bob Leonard and Kikutaru Allen Leonard.
Where does the
Bert Asayo Leonard?
Where does Kikutaru come from?
I don't know. That does seem like the odd man out there, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Kikutaru's not gonna.
Are they all boys?
They're all boys.
Okay. So when they go to class, you got Billy Bob, you got Bert, And then Kikitaru all of a sudden comes in. What are they going to nickname him?
Yeah, I don't know. It's and he's going to feel a little weird, right? Just like, well, how come my brother's got these awesome names? And
I think the exact opposite. Yeah. If you're Billy Bob or Bert, you feel like you got the short of the stick. You got cool ass Kikitaru over there. And what are you saying? My name's Billy Bob. I'm Kikitaru. Oh, that your brother? Yeah, that's Billy Bob. What?
Statement from the police. The Greeley police chief says, "We expect our officers to do great work in the community every day. It's ingrained in our core values, even with the lofty expectation. I'm amazed at the teamwork, ingenuity, and care our officers provided as this mother to her three new baby boys, born on a porch
in Colorado.
In Colorado,
Kikitaru, Billy Bob, and Bert.
Bert,
poor Bert. It sounds like It does sound like a hipster folk trio.
It does, yeah."
Hey, welcome to the stage, Kikitaru, Billy Bob, and Bert.
Bert. And Meg.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Covering all the hard-hitting news from Sugar Pubes to Kikitaru, Billy Bob, and Bert.
Oh, that's right. Sugar Pubes was in this episode. I've already blacked out the beginning of this.
And everything in between. Snake Pants, Big Nude Boat, Sugar Pubes, and everything in between.
Play this for your lady. Yes. She'll like it, too.